Hello and welcome to episode 24 of our podcast, Smart Consulting Sourcing, the podcast about consulting procurement. My name is Hélène and I'll be your host today. Each week, I'll give you the keys to better use, manage, and source consulting services. This week, I'll answer the questions, should we freeze off consulting spend during a crisis? Last week, I explained how to make sure your consulting spend is supporting your strategy. We saw that defining a consulting strategy can help you not only work on the right project, but also allocate the right resources and adopt the right time. And it means that it makes all your effort go in the same direction to support the execution of your strategy. So we know that when companies face difficulties such as the pandemic crisis and they start to be cash constrained, they often look to reduce their expenses. And consulting looks like an unessential line, right? And the most common option is to start a consulting freeze. So the real question is consulting really a nice to have? Or are, in fact, companies leaving value on the table? Well, actually, companies can help their client organization to get the battle plan in order, to identify short and medium-term opportunities, and to prepare for the aftermath of the crisis. There are many projects where consultants can help the clients create value better and faster, or sort out priorities when issues are piling up. As an outsider, a consultant can form a perspective that others in your organization often can't provide. So there are several levers that these client organizations can use to optimize their spend and do more with less. The first thing is to make sure you spend on the right projects. So we're going back to demand management, but these allow teams to differentiate between the must-have and the nice-to-have, and then you can keep your money for what is really important. Focusing the efforts on a limited number of impactful projects is often yielding a much greater value than sugarcoating a large number of small projects. So there are some upsides to this, which is you can ensure the alignment between spending strategy and you can keep costs under control. The downside is that it requires some degree of centralization and strict guidance. So another lever is to focus on the most urgent problems to solve. So we know that defining the right scope has a direct impact on the cost of a project. If you scope on the wrong problem, then you spend a lot of money for nothing. If you scope a subject too wide, then you will pay for more than you actually need, or you use the wrong consultant for part of the job. So here the idea is to scope only the parts that you really need that are very strategic and prioritize your needs in order to really focus on what's more important right now. So on the upside, of course, you will focus on the most urgent problems to solve, and it will give an opportunity to procurement to lead the consulting sourcing effort since the inception. But there are some cases where it doesn't work. For instance, that won't apply to regulatory changes. And you need also to work with the right consultants. Serving the right consultant for a project is key to make sure you will get the right value at the end of the process. And besides, organizing a relevant competition will ensure that you get competitive proposals and have some leverage for negotiation. Without proper sourcing and relevant competition, you will lack proper leverage and risk ending up doing the work with the wrong consultants. And this will help you lower your average consulting costs and give you access to more niche expertise. But it's going to be difficult if you have long payment terms, for instance, more than 90 days, because small companies will have a hard time to accept such terms. And it's not always possible for highly political projects, where you very often need a brand. And finally, you need to manage your project to deliver the right value. So to assess that, the importance of this specific step, you need just to picture an internal project lacking project management, governance, and support from key stakeholders. What are the odds of getting something meaningful achieved? It's pretty low, right? And that's exactly the same for a consulting project. Without proper management, you'll be at risk of failing your project. So managing a consulting project will help you increase the chances to reach the targeted impact and to keep costs on track. The problem is that it requires some internal resources that have the right skills. So you can use one or all of these levers to optimize your consulting spend. Implementing some form of demand management will help you make sure you invest where the most value will be created. Consequently, you can focus on selecting the right projects, sourcing the right consultants, and managing them to maximize the impact. And this does not prevent you from giving your organization savings targets and will ensure a balanced result. That's it for today. Next time, I'll discuss about how to get started to improve your consulting sourcing capability. In the meantime, if you have any questions or want to learn more about what we do at Consulting Quest, just send me an email at helene.lafitte@consultingquest.com. You can also have a look at our website, smartconsultingsourcing.com, to know more about our book, and download free templates and guides to improve your consulting sourcing. Bye, and see you next week. Au revoir.